All right. It's time for Cigar Talk, and I'm your host, Rob Jones. We got Bryant Falconer, the most amazing host that there's ever been.
Wow. Forget the buttering up, bro.
No? So, but maybe later you could rub my feet.
Not happening.
All right. Cool. Not happening. Hey, so we do have a great show lined up for you guys. We are going to talk about the one-hit wonders versus the complexity major sticks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the stick that like takes you on those rides versus the one-hit wonder. And I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want a cigar that's just one note. And I'm like,
I have it there somewhere, you know, one note.
But here's the thing. It all depends on what you're doing when you smoke. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if I'm, let's just say I don't even play golf. And I got to think of something like that that I don't do because I don't do much of nothing.
It's true.
But if I was out playing golf, I don't want to smoke a very complex stick that I'm not going to. Well, you know what? We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Let's not jump off into the whole damn show.
You just ran with that.
Let me tell you something.
You just ran with it real quick.
Like, yeah.
I'm not going there.
And then we're going to do this week's pick six, yes, as sir. Always. I'll give you my top three. Bryant will give you his three. And then, after that, we're going to have a break, and we're going to come back, and then we're going to have the Bryant's Bullshit News.
Here we go.
You want to tell them what you're going to have on the news, or you want to let it be a surprise?
Let it be a surprise.
So, okay. It's about that time you went on a date with a dude and didn't know.
You heard that. That was a joke.
Brian got home and was like, no, you can't come in. So,
not happening.
You were like, Rob, you got to leave. So anyway, guys.
Dude, you need help, man.
Tell everybody what we're smoking and drinking.
I'm smoking a Rodolfo Soto. It's a Maduro. It was a gift to us, wasn't it? And
Dude that owns that brand is down in Dominican, and he sent us like 2 5-packs.
Yeah,
I think it was the Maduros, and was it a Habano?
And I'm trying to remember what else was in there. I know.
Was there a Connecticut? I thought there was a Connecticut.
I don't remember Connecticut.
I don't remember. You know what? Here's the thing. You've enjoyed the shit out of them. Yeah. I didn't really care for them.
Okay.
But, you know, we don't have the same palate.
Sure don't.
I like candy canes. You like buttholes.
Who told you they lie?
Just kidding, people. Just kidding. Don't fake, get all wound up.
Fake news.
Oh, okay.
And I'm drinking 1792, and you are?
Oh, so you guys over in Instagram land, we're actually live on Instagram right now. This is what Brian's drinking, and if you're dyslexic, it looks perfect. I'm dyslexic, and now it looks wrong. But anyway, I'm drinking. I found a score today.
Yeah, you did.
I found the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good bottle. You know what I mean? You've had this.
Yes, sir.
And I don't think I've seen this probably in, at least a year. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little longer than that.
Because when I drank it, it was because you had found it somewhere else. And then what the price you get it for? What price did you get it for?
This one?
Yeah.
66. I thought that was a good deal.
That is.
You know, I probably shouldn't be saying this.
What's that?
But last night, I was on the computer. And I installed.
Yeah, you shouldn't say it.
No. Okay. I installed a new accounting software, QuickBooks.
Okay.
And so I had it download all my debit charges.
Ooh.
And after it got them all down, it was showing me like where the money goes.
Mm-hmm.
And basically when I got down to the bottom, QuickBooks said, you're a fucking alcoholic. I was like, damn, I didn't know.
Right.
But that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, wow.
Sweet.
I'm not even going to tell you what it said to me after it saw how much I spent on cigars.
Yeah, because you remember Sam was talking about that earlier today at the Leaf, and he said about $7,000 something he had spent.
At the Leaf?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God.
Now, he said that was since they had moved. Mm. That wasn't last week.
But then again.
Yeah, you know.
It again.
You know, here's the thing.
Ooh,
with booze and cigars, it's like the best way to spend money. Yeah,
it is.
Because this way you drink it up, and this way you smoke it up.
And you enjoy both of them at the same time, man.
Yeah, and you know what? It's all about me.
Do whatever you want to do with the rest of the money. This is what I got budgeted for cigars and liquor.
Yeah, so the truth is I really have never budgeted money for booze.
I do.
That
and cigars.
I didn't realize that I needed to until QuickBooks said, it's Betty Ford or you put it in the budget. Like, all
Betty
right.
Betty Ford. You went way old school.
Yeah, way. And a lot of young people were like, I don't know who that is.
I thought Betty White was gone.
Was she in the car factory business? No,
nope.
Ma'am.
Nope.
She was a nun.
No, she wasn't. She's married to the president, Gerald Ford.
Dude, people would have a drink and she'd be like, no, you can't have none.
Dad joke.
Hey, I got to throw out the dad jokes to balance out the F-bomb.
I'm so thankful.
You should be. Yes. I think I've been very considerate.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
So, appreciate that, bro. I forget we're on here live. Hey, what's going on, people? Hang on.
He's got to fix his hair.
Yeah, I got to get that out of my face. Booyah.
So now you can partially see better.
There you go. Now, with that hairdo, I look like a 60s Jesus.
Now you look like Lebowski still, bro.
Oh.
You do.
The dude.
The dude.
I love the dude.
No
if
matter
I had a
what,
robe like that.
Oh, God. I can see you. I'm glad you don't. Because I can see coming to the studio, the tape, and you open it. I'm like, dude, wait. I got the robe on. Nah, bruh. Mm-mm. Nuh-uh.
So, let me tell you something.
I don't know. Stop grabbing my glass.
Oh, thanks. Sorry. It looks the same as mine. So, anyway, I was talking to a guy earlier today. Mm-hmm. He had messaged me and said, hey, man, is everything okay? You mm-hmm. know, you guys doing all right? Because mm-hmm. for you guys at home, you know, maybe you don't know. We have changed our schedule a little, yeah. If that's what we're going to call it. But he said, hey, man, is everything all right? And you know what? I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I was 100% honest, and I told him everything that's going on with my life.
Okay.
Just boom.
Blurted it out.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? He'll either be like, hey, man, I'm sorry to hear that, or he'll block me. You know? That's usually the way it works with me.
Say, but did he block you?
No. Hey, man, he said, you know what? I had no idea. Sometimes listening to podcasts, I forget that you guys have regular lives mm-hmm. too. And I'm like, this shit ain't regular.
No. This is life though. Because I was getting those messages too. And I was like, it's just life, man. Life. And we're moving from the shed to the studio, but it's life right now. And
you know what I noticed is I hate to cut you off, but this is very important.
Oh,
you see this headphone, Bob?
Uh-huh.
I gotta switch sides.
That's what I did. That's what I did.
It's like I'm smoking with
this. That's the noise you're hearing, folks.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
That's the
there
noise that you're hearing, folks.
Oh,
he's switching sides.
Yeah.
He's switching.
I'm a switch hitter.
He's going on the ride.
I'm a tugger.
He's going on a date to the Lakers game.
Hey, did we told my joke last week, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. The massage joke.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard the massage joke, go back and listen to last week's episode. It's a dandy. Jim Dandy.
Mm. Mm.
You ever heard Jim Dandy? Mm. You know that saying?
I've heard that saying.
You know what that means?
No, I don't.
He's a Jim Dandy.
What does that saying mean?
I don't know.
So you was going to make up something real quick?
It's like, no, I'm not going to go there.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Let's just say Jim Dandy might be looking for a date.
Oh my gosh, man.
Hey, dude. Hey, and so I don't care about politics, okay? If you're like red or blue, like if you look over my way, you're going to see just like a bright yellow. Like the sun is burning your eyes because I just hate them all.
Yeah.
Like I don't like any of them.
Me neither. None of them.
None. Zero. Like, none. In fact, I don't ever know. I don't remember a politician where I was like, you know what? That guy was a good dude. You ever said that about a politician? Mm-mm. He's a good dude? Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. You might have been like, he was a good president. He was a good whatever else position is out there, but he was not a good dude. Right?
So I'm going to leave everything else. Character. He was not a good dude.
Right.
He was not a good dude.
And if you don't score well on that scale, I'm done with you.
You don't even go to any other scale.
That's the first one I look at. Yeah. Everybody that I appreciate and I consider to be friends, I consider them to have very good character. That's why Fritz is not on the list.
Damn.
Just saying, Fritz. Damn. You know what I mean.
Damn.
You tell everybody what you're smoking and drinking, so let's move on.
I'm going to leave that alone.
All right. So let's talk about what? I got lost. Start talking about Fritz. I'm like, is my chainsaw available?
Damn.
I'd like to make that dude have a nubby.
Damn. Why don't we do our pick six, dude?
All right. Let's do the pick six, guys. And we're going to start with Bryant.
As usual,
because he's better than me.
No, bro. It's not like that. But this week was a Roma Craft week for me. I went with the 2022 Intemperance.
Now, wait a minute. Are they different depending on what year you have them? So, what about the standard Intemperance? Is it still like what year you – really? Mm-mm. Or no? So, this was a special one.
Yeah. It was in the Riza Fest box. And the second one was a 2021.
I got a bone to pick.
Why?
With Mike Rosales.
Why?
You know, I love the guy.
Yeah.
And I think they make damn good cigars. Uh-huh. But
I was just going to say, but.
But, Mike, if you're listening, he's not. But Skip might be. And you know what? I've asked Skip to come on the show 100 times, and he's like, oh, hell no.
I'm not going to be a part of that.
He's like, this dude goes off the rails, and too much. I don't need that shit. But anyway, you know what's funny is I've probably asked Skip at least 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just catch him randomly on Messenger, and I'll be like, hey, Skip, I know you're a busy man, but I'm going to ask again. I'd love to have you on the show. And he's like, oh, man, I'd love to, but I just landed in Nicaragua. You know, some bullshit like that. But the truth is, I'm like, he don't want to come on the show. You know what? Maybe he's related to Matt Booth.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if you guys know who Matt Booth is, but should we skip this?
Yes, I'm trying to get my pick six. Are we doing the pick six?
Oh,
I didn't know. And he went down that rabbit hole.
Hold on a minute. What I'm saying is, let's get back to Rosales. He like messages me like 2 days before Weasel Fest and is like, hey, man, can y'all come down here and do a show tomorrow? I'm like, dude, I would so love to be there, but my schedule is not. He thinks we're both unemployed and poor. You know, we're just sitting around
waiting
the corner, begging for money.
Well, shit. When we went down that interview and we looked that damn way, we went in there looking like, okay, we're thankful to be here. Wow.
Yeah, if you have not been to the Roma Craft headquarters and you find yourself in Austin, I highly recommend that you swing by there.
Yes.
And wait till the very last minute, like right before they close, bang on the door and be like, hey, Rosales, Rob said you wouldn't mind sticking around a little extra on your Friday. I'm joking, Mike.
But you're talking about a headquarters.
Okay, well, back up.
Let me get my third stick in.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Back up a minute.
Dang, he got me going.
Going to Rosales. Like, what we were talking about earlier as far as character, like, that dude's got character.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, he was not the, you know, silver spoon in the mouth.
No.
The two fingers up the butt.
No.
He was completely character.
I mean, dude, coming up living in apartments.
Eating fried bologna.
Fried bologna sandwiches. Me and him had a conversation about fried bologna and Kool-Aid.
Hey, when they said it was like, oh, man, I had fried bologna sandwiches, too. I was like, yeah, well, I was poor. We had fried bologna. We didn't have any bread. We folded that up.
Get out of here, man. Anyway, my third stick for the week was the Baka Pygmy.
Baka, 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 Baka.
Baka, ooh, Baka. Baba,
we need to do Baba. A Baka segment. Baka, Baka.
When I say.
And then we're going to start. Hey, for you guys at home, we're going to start doing video again, probably in another, like, I don't know, two or three years. So, I mean, weeks. And, I mean, it's probably going to end up being like 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're in the process of moving
still.
And you notice that I'm not just bringing everything in here. It's like I got to find a place for it. Because once you fill this fucker up, it's like now
with to the move. PG-13.
Yeah. I did that earlier when I said stick two fingers up Mike Rosales' butt.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't think that's PG-13. Or maybe if only you do three fingers, then it's not PG-13.
Man. Okay, you said we're moving pieces at a time over here because you don't want to clutter it up and have it looking like the shed did, which where we
were confined.
Right.
Thanks for getting me back on track. Yeah. Ooh, anyway, geez. So that's where we are, and it's just it takes time when you want to do it right.
Yes.
And we've been there. We've been there long enough to tell you that you don't just make quick, hasty changes because we've done that.
And had to suffer through
it. And Bryant has seen me make lots of hasty moves. It's like, let's do it this way.
And I sit back in your own mind. I'm like, nah, we shouldn't do it. But
dude,
I know the conversation.
You should have heard my wife on honeymoon night. She's like, well, I don't want to do it that way.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it was going out to eat.
Yeah, right. So,
dude, we went to a steakhouse my honeymoon night, and I had never eaten at a restaurant where everything was a la carte.
Oh.
So I'm like, yeah, bring me this and this and this and this. And I'm like, because, you know, I saw the steak was like, you know, $80. And I was like, hey, I'm going to get everything I want. Yeah. Well, the mashed potatoes were $20.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
You look at the bill like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. Well, everything is a la carte, sir.
Everything was good.
But the price just
shocked me.
Yeah, shocked me. Now, what is your pick three this week?
Did you do yours?
Yeah, I already did.
Sorry, folks. I'm going to have to replay those so I can hear them.
God!
I know one of them was a Baka. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tempest from the Weasel Fest 2022.
Oh, so you had two Roma Craft.
Three.
And you went Roma, Roma?
Yes, and the Weasel Fest 2021. They didn't have names.
So I'm going to tell you right there, Rosales, I might have been poking, having fun, but at the same time, you got a three banger with your boy over here. Three banger.
It's done. Now, can we get your three?
Oh, absolutely. And I have a dandy.
Oh, my God.
Jim Dandy, maybe.
Jim Dandy. Here we go back to Jim Dandy.
Do you know there's a song?
What are your three?
Sorry, guys. All right. So, straight up, right out the gate, I smoked a 1964 Hermoso.
Damn.
The Maduro. And, you know, I've gone back and forth, and I really think solid on the Maduro.
Yeah.
Have you had the natural?
Yes, I've had both. And I side toward the Maduro also.
I mean, if
I love that. Oh, man, I love that flavor.
Like, I was really kind of shocked at how light the natural is compared to the Maduro. You know what I mean?
That Maduro, it's an eye-opener.
And it's a hell of a smoke. Like, it's enjoyable to smoke.
Yes, it is.
When you sit down, and you know what? That's just like, that's a cigar. You're not lighting up on the golf course.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
No,
if you are, well, then why don't you just put them in a mailbag and send them to me? Because you're wasting them.
Tell the truth. And make sure you label which ones you send in to Rob and which ones you send in to me, because I won't get
them.
I won't get them.
You can label all you want. If you put them to come here.
Yeah, God.
They have my name on them, and then I gift them one or two.
That's why I'm thankful for Sean, because he wraps that stuff up so
Zeka
tight.
Zeka did, too.
Yeah, Zeka did, definitely
did,
too.
In fact, I think Zeka stapled the bag.
Yeah, he did, to make sure. What's your number two?
The next one is the Roma Craft Baca. Is it the same Baca?
Yeah, that one I gave you. Two I gave you, rather.
Yeah, I smoked them back to back.
Yeah, you did. You did.
And that, oh, that Cameroon.
It is something else. I was telling a friend of mine today, because he called me.
It's my cigar. You mind if I tell everybody what I think about it first? I mean, I'm just saying. You mind?
And how many times, people, do he interrupt me when I'm talking about
myself? I have never interrupted you.
Oh, Lord. This is a 10 box.
So, here's the thing, people. Like, that Cameroon lights out one of the best Cameroons on the market.
On the market.
Like, who do you think makes a better Cameroon?
Nobody. 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 That's why I love that Baca. That Cameroon is an entity of its own. You cannot put it in any other category with any other cigar, especially a Cameroon cigar.
It's not like any of the Cameroons I know.
No, it stands on its own. It stands on its own. When I say Rosales, is
the only thing
they got
that
it right with that.
Now, they do have bigger ones.
Yes, they have the different Vitolas. Man, I was about to hiccup. I couldn't get it out.
I've heard that before. Anyway, yeah, their Cameroon lights out one of the best on the market, if not the best. Yeah. But I would like to smoke that again, but in maybe a 48 ring gauge, maybe a 50.
Okay.
Like, what was that ring gauge? Like a 40?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's small.
Yeah. But it still took you 45 minutes to smoke
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I would like to smoke it for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you. Because, oh, man, that thing is, oh, I love Baca. I do.
Baca, Baca.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, cool.
What's your third one?
Okay, so my third best cigar this week, and you know,
folks are like, where are they going? What's going on with them today,
dude? The only place we're going is crazy.
For real,
they're warming up the bed.
Man, especially after
the state school's like,
no, they don't want me back.
They can share a full size.
They don't want me back. Says, no, he can't come back out here. But, man, past 3 weeks we've had, three, 4 weeks we've had, pushed us to that point. But let's get back to your third, please.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that because I was just going to sit here and wait till you're done.
Like I do.
I'm drinking. Anyway, I'm thinking about it. You know what? What is one of the top other three cigars I've smoked this week? And I'm going to have to go with the Undercrown, the Yellow Rose of Texas.
That was yours last week, too.
Dude, well, I smoked another one.
Yeah.
Like, I went in Thursday, to the Leaf, and I bought three cigars.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the A.J. Fernandez Cameroon, which is a great cigar in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different experience.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, it was like $8.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next cigar I bought, what was it? It was the Crowned Heads Mildias.
Mm.
You know, and I think it's like a 5.5 by 46.
That's a good stick, too.
And then I bought one of the Yellow Roses, and I laid all three of them down. I had bought a brand new ball of bourbon. It was the Boondocks.
Okay. Yeah, you told me about
the Boondocks, which I had never had, is aged 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 90 proof, so I'm already skeptical. And, I mean, you know, for a new bourbon to try, like a bourbon that you've never had before, paying $58 is a little steep.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? If you've never had it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, I hope this is good. And, you know, the dude that's unloading the truck is in there, like, putting bottles of shit out. And I was like, hey, are you a bourbon guy? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you ever had this one? He's like, no, I've never had that one. I was like, you ever heard anything? He's like, I've heard a lot of good about it. It's from Bardstown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this fucker, he don't drink bourbon. He drinks wine, and he's filling me full of shit. You know what I mean? But I bought it, and I took it down to a friend of mine's house or shop, the Leaf.
It's a friend of yours.
It's a friend of a friend of a friend. And so anyway, I opened that bottle, and when I left, it was gone. And I was not the only one drinking, okay, people? Wow. There was a lot of... Hey, did you see my TikTok video about the booze?
Mm-mm.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Mm.
I'll see it.
I'll share it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the song I had playing was Drinking Problem.
I wonder why.
It's no problem at all.
I wonder why.
Some people call it a problem. I call it a solution. But anyway, yeah, that's my three.
That's a good six, man. And see,
and you know what? I would take all those sticks over and over and over.
Oh, hell
yeah. That would be in a good rotation.
Oh, hell yeah. I've been saving my 21s and 22s. Like, it's just rarely that I smoke one. And it was like, I pulled all three of them out. I pulled the 21, 22, and the Bacca.
Oh, so you planned on smoking them like that?
Yes, yes.
So did you smoke them today?
No.
Oh.
No.
When did you smoke these? I mean, did you smoke them all in one day?
No, I smoked two in one day and then the Bacca yesterday. And then I had another one today when we were at the Leaf this morning for the faculty meeting.
Dude, it was funny because I come in and I'm a little late.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I'm late, I don't get to sit where I plan on sitting.
Oh!
Yo, my baby boy!
What's up, bro?
Hey, don't let him tell you that he's taking you to the movies and it's just friends. How you doing, bro?
Good. Hello.
Say, man, what do you got to do? So, just so you guys know, my baby brother just got here, and he fucking bust into the studio like, you know, hey, let me show you this guy. It's like, hey, so if you don't know this guy, if you're on TikTok, look up Monkey's Ass. No. He's the dancing UPS man.
Yeah.
You
Russell.
Know what? It's
Russell.
Like, I have been on some of his lives, and like all these women are like, oh, so how did you learn to dance? And I was like, you know what? I had a stick, and I said, if you don't dance, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And that was my entertainment for the summer. No, I'm just kidding. Our mother actually was a dancer, and, dude, just whenever she could be in there cooking or cleaning, but she's got the music going,
yeah.
And, you know, the Fats Domino comes on, yes. And it's like, she starts dancing, and she's like, hey, come here, you know? Next thing you know, it's like, I'm in there with her, or Russell, or whoever, but she's dancing,
yeah.
And her music, like, you know how diverse mine is.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of her.
Okay.
Like, Sam Cooke. Little Richard.
To Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings.
And
Merle
Rush.
Haggard.
Yeah.
And to Rush. Dude, my mother loved Ted Nugent's song, Wang Dang Sweet Poontang. She had no idea
what he was talking about.
The song was called Wango Tango, but the chorus was Wang Dang Sweet Poontang.
Wow.
Yeah. My mom was a hoot.
Yeah.
She was fun.
My mother did that, but when she played the music, we knew we were cleaning. So me and my sisters would try
y'all
to find stuff
way
to do.
Out.
Yes, it's time to go. It's time to go.
You're like, I didn't tell you, Mom, but I'm gonna have a tutor meet me for math.
It's football. I got football practice. Baby, it's December. You know, we're getting ready for next year.
We're planning.
I mean, you
like, not
gone.
Before you take out that trash.
True.
Who takes out the trash at your house?
My wife does it because she goes out the garage.
Well, what?
She goes out the garage, and that's where the...
How do you go out?
I go out the front door. My car's in... You know it. You pulled up.
I've seen you parked in the back.
No, the truck was just parked in the back because I didn't want it sitting in the front of the house all the time.
Because people will, like, drive up honking and shit.
You. You. But, yeah, she takes it out to the dumpster. I told her not to. I take it. Nah, I do it. I was like, okay. I ain't going to argue. I got other things to do in the house, so... If you want to take that one out, gladly. But then when we get bags that, like, when she gets to cleaning and taking stuff out the refrigerator, no, you got to take this. I was like, why?
So for us, I took the trash out for the first 25 years, or maybe, no, 24. And then after that, I was like, hey, I'm done with that.
So she takes it out now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what's funny, though, is sometimes she's like, well, you take that out. It's got meat in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When it has something that's going to be yucky, no, you got to take that out.
I'm like, why? Well, don't put that shit in there. You know what I mean? Take that out by itself, and then you won't have to have me take the trash out.
I just chill with it.
What's up, bro? Yeah. I'm so excited to see you.
Me too, man.
Brian, my man.
The man.
More excited to see you. Yeah. Hey, and I told Larry earlier that you were going to be over here. I was like, dude, you should swing by. He would love to see you. And he was like, oh, yeah, cool. And I was like, dude, I think he's got a little something for you, too.
Nah, man.
Oh, Larry.
Yep.
Mm. Hey, you know what we should do is after the break, we're going to take a break here shortly, mm-hmm. and when we come back, let's strap him in, and yep. we've got another mic right there, we got headphones,
and let him run it.
Strap in, bro. Yep.
And let him run.
He will not run it.
Yeah, because you won't let nobody
exactly.
run it.
Exactly. I run this motherfucker, all right?
We know that. And then we have to have conversations later. Damn, that was too much. Yeah, because you won't listen to no damn body.
Hey. You know what? I'm not everybody's cup of piss.
Nobody wants a cup of piss, bro.
I do. That way I can throw it on you.
Break. Break. We need to take a break.
All right. Hey, guys, we are going to take a quick break. I don't know what we're going to do, but when we come back, my baby brother's going to join us. And so if you don't know his name is Jim Dandy.
Damn, here we go.
We'll be Jim right Dandy. Back after a quick break. Oh, yeah, you got to work it. You know I get down to that kind of music. How about you, bro?
Hey, that's old school for me.
That is old school. Yeah. And you know what? Feels good. Feels good.
Yes. Working at the car wash.
Feels good to me. You know what I mean?
I'm not going there.
All right. Welcome back, guys. Yes, welcome
sir.
Back.
Yes, sir.
That was like, dude.
Rolls Royce, 1970s.
Do you remember the movie?
Yeah, I watched the movie.
Oh, I've seen it many times. Mm-hmm. Like, the movie's not that good. You know what I mean? It's a B movie.
It's a genre movie.
But the fucking music was fantastic. That's why I've seen it so many times. Like, it takes me there.
Yeah, it's a good movie, man. It's something you sit back and just chill with and just like, did you see that motherfucker drop the piss?
And it was like, you know what? Dudes and women both had froze.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fro was not gender defining. You know what I mean? You could have a fro.
Anybody could.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even a white redheaded chick could have a fro. Now, me, I cannot have a fro. Uh-uh.
It ain't going to happen.
Unless you want to unzip my pants. I've got a fro going on down there, bro.
Lord, how?
It's like Billy D. Williams.
No.
Got a little mustache.
No.
All right, guys. Sorry. Hey, you know what it's time for?
Brian's Bullshit News.
That's right. It's time for Brian's Bullshit News.
You and that
Welcome
damn
to the Bullshit segue. News segue.
Well,
give me a name of a title. What's the title of this week's bullshit news?
Well, this one is talking about the new cigar that's coming out from Punch.
Well, that's already going to be bullshit.
No, it ain't. I like them.
I know you're a huge fan. And don't get me wrong, they do make some sticks that I consider to be in the top realm of like the top 100.
Okay.
They're not going to be in the top 10.
Okay.
And if you are naming them in the top 10, we should not be friends.
Damn.
Just say it.
Damn.
Unless you like me to ride your ass like a mule.
That ain't happening. Punch is coming out with the dad bod.
Oh, my God. No.
It's for Father's Day, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's for Father's Day. And it is a 4.5x60 perfecto.
4.5x60.
Yeah.
I'm already out.
Why?
Dude, first of all, I'm not going to smoke a cigar named after the man's anatomy. Already makes me feel gay. Sorry,
anyway,
John.
Anyway, it comes with a Cameroon wrapper that covers a Connecticut broadleaf binder.
Where's the Cameroon wrapper grown?
It didn't say.
See, if you told me that it was grown in the soul depths of Africa,
well,
I would
be
like,
be.
Well, right. But there's people that are like, oh, this Cameroon is like, dude, you grew that in Jersey.
Damn.
You know what I mean? It's like, don't fuck with me.
Damn. Like I said, a Cameroon wrapper covering a Connecticut broadleaf binder. And the filler is a blend that includes Brazilian Modafina, Dominican Palito Cubana, and tobaccos from the La Entrada in Honduras and Condega.
Dude, Nicaragua. Are you fucking serious? Yeah. Dude, they got tobaccos coming from all over the world. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to be like, you remember when you were young and you went and got a soda and you put a little bit of each one of them? Yeah. That's what that sounds like to me.
That's what we used to do.
It's called suicide.
The suicide. But I want to try, especially when it started off with that Cameroon wrapper. And then it comes in a 4-pack of beer cans. It's five in each one.
No. I like I'm not that. Smoking them. I'm not. You know what? No.
You're one.
Not doing it.
You know how I know you'll wind up smoking one?
How?
Because I wind up giving you one.
Well, you know what? I might do it. As long as you don't try to take advantage of me later.
So I'm looking forward to that because, you know, I like punch. I like the egg rolls and the chop suey. So I want to see what the dad bod is going to be about.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Next in the news, this is something that is called a WTF moment, a what the fuck moment.
I have lots of those.
Schwarzenegger repaired a utility trench, not a pothole.
Whoa, back up. He repaired a what?
Utility trench and not a pothole.
Okay. Was the utility trench in the road?
It was in the road in his neighborhood, and he thought it was a pothole. So he went out there with a few of his friends, and they filled it with asphalt. Come to find out, the city had put that there for a reason because they were going to run utilities through that trench. And once they got done, then they were going to fill it back up.
Gotcha.
But Mr. Schwarzenegger.
And you know what strikes me very odd about that whole story?
What's that?
Is that I'm going to tell you right now. If I got Schwarzenegger money, like, I might want that to get done and somebody's going to do it, but you're not going to do it.
Yeah, he was out there himself.
That dude is psycho. I mean, look at him, dude. He's like, look, I am not old.
I'm not old. He's out there filling the pothole that he thought it was. And comes to find out that LA County is like, no, that was there for a reason. They
smoothed over the concrete. Yeah.
And now they have to go dig it back up.
Well, now it looks like you probably should do it across
the street.
On somebody else's fucking right away.
So it's like, here we go. What?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, here we go thinking we can take care of things and find out we messing up more than it was in the beginning.
I've heard that my whole life.
Why?
That's not new.
Dang.
My dad used to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And that's the serious what the fuck moment for this week. Mm-hmm. So that's the end of my
bullshit news. And we want to appreciate
Brian's bullshit news.
Here we go. Here we go.
You know, I worked a long time on that.
I can believe it.
Because you may not know this, people at home or wherever you are. That's me. Like, I recorded that, and it took me a long time to make it sound like it's not me. Let's hear it one more time.
Brian's bullshit news.
Damn. You like that button, don't you?
I do. I need more buttons.
Oh, Lord, please help us.
So, we were gonna have my baby brother on the show, but he's fucked around and found out that, you know, somebody else wants to talk to him and this show ain't important. Okay, fine. We didn't plan on having him on the show and whatever. What's, oh, yeah, my story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which Rob's, is the title of
Rob's, wealth of knowledge. Like, you have the Brian's bullshit news. I have Rob's wealth of knowledge.
So why you gotta have a wealth of knowledge?
Because that's what I am.
Damn, I can hear everybody laughing. Zeka just fell out his truck laughing.
Let's take a little quiz and find out if we are on the same level.
Okay.
So if I was to show you five pictures of five different dudes' buttholes, could you pick mine out?
Never.
Well, exactly, but I could. So there I am. All right. Now you understand.
Here's the $1 million question. How you know what your butthole looks like?
I got a mirror.
Oh my God!
I had a zit right on my anus.
Next, let's get to
the one hit wonder versus SpaceX.
This dude, man.
Sorry, guys. And you know what? Let me tell you something. I've worked 16 days in a row, and today at 6 p.m., I'm off. And so I've been drinking heavily. So if you don't like it, you should not tune into this show. We're not trying to kiss your ass. But for a nickel, I'll get my brother to do it.
Oh, my God.
Tell him I said that. Hey, so if you guys don't know, and you're on TikTok, check out Russell Butler 2. It's all one word, and he is a dancing monkey.
He isn't.
That's what I tell him. Like, dude, you are a dancing monkey.
Damn.
And when you're done, I'll put you back in the cage.
Damn. You're hard.
I am. Yo,
he's trying to throw out good vibes. Because,
my brother is like the nicest guy on the planet.
And then you gonna tell him... Asshole.
You know, his old channel's about like mental health awareness and good vibes and one love and, you know, I'm not down with all that shit. I'll just
say all the things you're against.
I'm like, you know what? You know what? That's your philosophy. I appreciate it. I do. But my philosophy is you don't fuck with me and I don't fuck with you. Right?
That's your one love.
That's boom. As long as
you don't fuck with me,
don't.
I love it.
You don't want to fuck around, find out. I've been fucking around and finding out my whole life.
Man. Well, let's talk about the
You know what? I'm going to make a t-shirt that on the front it says.
He's not going there. I'm trying to get people on track.
I got one more thing, and then I will let you say that.
I'm trying.
I'm going to get a t-shirt, and on the front, it's going to say, I fucked around. And then on the back, it's going to say, and I still don't know what happened. But my butt is sore. Okay, that last part, we don't have to be on there. That would be funny, but you know what? That's the shirt I would wear. I'm going to make that shirt for me. I'm going to order one. Do you want one?
One hit wonders.
Oh, and SpaceX.
Just didn't change again.
Well, you know, that's the amazing complexity cigars is that badass.
Okay.
Now, are you a SpaceX fan?
Yeah, well, yeah, until this.
Didn't they just have a crash or a blow up?
Yeah, but they said it was a success and a failure because it allowed them to see certain things. So they
let me tell you something. That's how people do shit today. They fuck shit up and they're like, yeah, it was still a success. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I was beaten off and right before I was going to come, I grabbed a towel, but it was too late.
One hit wonder.
Okay. That was too far.
Too freaking far.
That look on your face. Oh! Big Dick Larry!
In the house,
baby! Uh-huh. You came to the right place because we got bourbon and bourbon and bourbon. Let me just tell you this. We've been going at it for a while, and there's a good chance you're going to get lucky. And I'm going to hold that deer in front of my face and go,
it's okay.
You don't have to pull the legs.
Because I'm going in the back door. Anyway.
Hey, man, I'm glad you made it.
Yeah.
Did you see Russell out front?
Yeah, he's in the
shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, this is studio now, mm-hmm. and I officially named that the She Shed.
Okay.
That's why he's in there, because he's a little bitch.
One Booyah! Hit wonders.
Okay, all right, this is going to finish out the show, guys. I'm sorry. If you already quit listening, I don't blame you. You know what
One
I mean?
One hit wonders.
I barely can listen to this shit myself. Anyway. So, Larry, this week, my story is on the one-hit wonders mm-hmm. versus the complexity rockets.
Yes.
Okay? And what that means is, you ever smoked a cigar that it's like you light it up, it's good, but pretty much it tastes the same from beginning to end. That's the one-note wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the one-hit wonder. You know, like when I was growing up, we had a lot of one-hit wonders.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I mean,
yeah.
Dude, probably more in our era than ever.
Because everybody got one that
producers
that made
were like, oh, you nailed it. And then they were like, yeah, none of your other stuff is good. So that's why we had so many.
Find another job.
Right. And then you have the Complexity Rocket, which, you know, like the Yeller Rose. Mm. I think that cigar has got like three predominant notes that you're going to experience, and it takes you on the magic carpet ride.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Beautiful carpet, just big enough that you're sitting on it, you're flying over the city. You got to piss. You hang your wiener over.
Okay. What would you term as a one hit? What do you see as a one hit wonder then?
All right. So this is probably going to piss some people off.
Because I got one I know is going to piss people off too.
Well, you first then.
Partagas Black.
I'd have to disagree.
Why?
I think it's a two hit wonder.
I only get one.
What do you get?
That spice.
Okay, that it's very predominant, but you also get the earthiness.
I don't.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Like the potting soil earthiness from the volcanic ash soil 1,500 years later.
Remember, is Rob spent a lot of time eating dirt.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Well, let me tell you this. Well, so Larry just butted in. He's not on the show, but he butted in. And he said, Rob's eat dirt all his life. And so I know dirt when I taste dirt.
Yeah, okay.
But that's not true. But when I was five and I was at my grandmother's house in Sweetwater on East Arkansas, it was me and my cousin Kelly.
If this ain't hillbilly story.
It is a hillbilly story.
Sweetwater, East Arkansas. My grandmother. Come on.
And two doors down, there were these two young boys that were brothers.
Here we go.
And I was friends with the younger one because he was probably like seven. Well, the other one.
How old were you?
I was five.
Oh, okay.
So the one that I was friends with was seven, and his brother was like 12.
Okay.
And I remember we were like out in the front yard playing and doing some shit. And the next thing I know, his brother Daniel's holding me down in the grass. And he's like grabbing grass off of the ground and shoving it in my mouth. And I was like, if that's how you think you're going to get lucky with me, big boy, you are wrong.
I knew it was
gonna go there. I am not into that abusive shit. I came back around, Larry.
So.
No. But he did make me eat grass. So. It was very traumatic at five. You know what I mean? You got this big kid and just like, eat it. You know what? It really makes me feel really bad for like people that were five and their dad was like thrusting like sausage.
Okay. So with me, the Partagas Black is a one-hit wonder. What is yours?
I would have to go with, all right. I'm going to say the AJ Fernandez Cameroon.
Wow.
You know what? It's silky smooth, and I enjoy the shit out of it. But it's not complex. You know what I mean? But I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this 1792.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that complex, but it's so smooth that it's a great bourbon. Mm-hmm. Just like that is a great cigar. I don't have a problem with one-hit wonders.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time and a place for those.
Yes, it is. And like you were saying earlier, you're out there playing golf. You're not concentrating in on.
I'm going to smoke whatever.
Yeah.
Just I don't want to smoke shit.
Yeah.
And a one-hit wonder is not shit.
That's correct.
It's a good cigar.
That's correct.
But I'm also not smoking our Arturo Fuente Pink.
Yeah.
1969.
Yeah.
That's my birth year.
Yeah.
And so. This is complex.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know what? I don't know of any Arturo Fuente cigars that I would consider one-hit wonder.
I haven't had one yet.
I mean, they're like even the baseline are like going to hit you up.
It's going to be more than one hit. Yeah, it's going to be more than one note in that. So for a complex one for me, you know, I love the Baca.
Wait.
Baca. And it's ride that it takes you on. But another was that McAuliffe Leander.
Oh, did you like those?
Oh, yes.
Which one did you prefer, the Toro or the Robusta?
I preferred the Toro.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't care either way. I thought they were both good.
They are, but...
And you know what? I like the Robusto, but, you know, now which one do you like better, the Leanda 1 or the Leanda 2?
2.
See, so it's here.
Yeah.
So it's smaller, so it's not going to be as long. Like the number one, that's a long smoke.
Yeah, that's a long smoke, baby.
And it's complex, and I enjoy it, but... I prefer the shorter, smaller ones.
Gotcha. So what we're asking is our viewers or listeners, if you would, let us know what you think of it as a one-hit wonder and a SpaceX.
All right, people, let me tell you something right now. He just made that shit up.
No, I didn't.
We don't give a shit.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
I'm kidding. I'm
kidding. This dude here, man.
I'm kidding. You see how Sirius keeps wanting to jump out? And I'm like, get back in there, you motherfucker. Hey, guys, you know what? Go ahead and say what you're going to say.
I already said it.
No, say something else. I'm tired of that.
I'm still going to say, let us know what your one-hit wonders are and your SpaceX complexities.
No, no. Complex. Here's the deal, though.
Yeah, but you got
to
tell
me. If I'm going to allow you to send me an email, if you send me an email telling me what your one-hit wonder is, it has to be one that you like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't be like, oh, Backwoods.
Because... Oh.
He only had one. He only had one note, and the note was "it sucked."
He said backwards.
It's like the note said, "You're poor."
He said, "Squeal."
You got a purty mouth. Hey, you know what? You know what? You know what, guys? Oh, we haven't done the McAuliffe Minute.
Nope.
Oh, we got to do the McAuliffe Minute. So, you know what? We're going to take a quick little break.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back, and we'll have Baby Russell. We'll have that little fucker. He'll ask the trivia question or whatever we do.
Okay.
All right, guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Wow.
All right. We're back with the McAuliffe Minute.
All right.
So, this week's McAuliffe Minute, if you want to win, you look in the show notes and shoot me an email with... The name, I was going down the wrong road.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not the Wizard of Oz. But anyway, we got to hurry. There's got a quiz here. So we've talked about it before on more than one occasion. Tell me what my baby brother is TikTok famous for. Like, tell me. And like, don't say he looks gay. Everybody already knows that.
Damn.
All right. That's not an answer.
Damn.
You know that.
Throwing me under the bus, bro.
For real.
I mean, if I was wearing jeans that look like that, you would expect it.
Come on.
And he keeps staring at him.
I know.
You know why I keep staring at him? Because I'm like, dude, it looks like Jennifer's ass from seventh grade wearing Jordache jeans.
He did say that.
Jordache jeans is what he's wearing. Have you ever wore Jordache? Right. Now, they're not really Jordache. Tell them what they are.
I can't help it. You don't look good in jeans.
Oh. You're right. I look good naked.
Oh, God.
They call me the free baller.
Free ball.
Free ball.
Because when I pull my shorts down, there's no underwear there. I like that. You know that.
Please tell them how to send the information in.
So, if you are interested in free balling.
Oh, God.
No, not free balling. Tell us what he's famous for. Or no, what do they know him as?
Dancing UPS.
No,
man.
I don't. Don't give them the answer. All right. Well, the second thing is he spits. All right. Well, you ruined the McAuliffe Minute. Well, thanks a lot, douche.
Well, you looked at me like, hey, I'm asking you a question.
So. No, I did. That's, you got it wrong. My looking at you was like, gotta put that monkey in the cage.
No.
Gotta put that monkey back in the cage. I used to have to do that when I was married early on.
New
my
question.
My wife would come in, she'd be like, put that monkey away.
New question.
All right, what is it?
Brian.
What movie character is Rob known as?
A character or a name?
Yeah. Name.
Character. Well, I mean, are you talking about an actor? Or are you talking about a actor's
name in
a
movie? In this movie.
That's why you said character.
I just wanted to verify because there's going to be people send me the message.
There's going
to
be what?
Send me the message.
No, there's going to be what?
What else say? You know what? When you have four... Elijah Craig, 130 proof. You can say shit. And until then, zip it.
So that is the question.
All right.
What movie character is Rob known as?
I'm going to go with Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, hell no. That's not a movie. That's a cartoon. So,
no. All right, Beavis and Butthead.
That's even worse.
I am Cornholio.
We know.
My Cornholio. That is the question.
That is the McAuliffe trivia question for this week. What movie character is Rob known as?
I hope it was a good show. And until next time, you know what? You want to say something before we go?
Peace.
Tell him what you're smoking. I gave him, he doesn't know.
I like it.
I gave him an Arturo Fuente, what is it, the pink?
Yes, rare pink.
Rare pink, and that was the what? The
there it is right there.
I don't have my glasses on.
Give it here.
Sorry, folks.
Work of art.
Work of art. It's the pink. Yeah. Work of art. And I'm smoking one very similar, but it's bigger.
Anyway.
Hey, guys, hope you have a good week, and until next time,
keep smoking.